Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3206. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Ted Smith, woo! Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
That's you, right in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
It's a clack.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania man caught trying to smuggle seven parrots at the border as he was carrying them in a box. Meanwhile, a passenger is busted flying with prohibited pork from Vietnam, which the government, for some reason, blocks. The Florida where man is caught peeing on a bumper of a marked police car. Woman wearing mask in fear of coronavirus, the bank did bar. And a man married to two women looking for a third for Valentine's Day. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield, he's making some off-season news. Namely, a woman went on a Cleveland radio station and talked about the time that she performed oral sex on him in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory. Now, during the interview on the radio station, a second woman called in to say that she had done the exact same thing to Baker Mayfield in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory. Hmm. Now, look, I'm sure he's a little embarrassed, but not as embarrassed as Toronto Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire. Now, he was not busted having sex in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory. Oh, no. Reese was busted masturbating in the parking lot of a dollar store. And let's just say it, that is just sad. It's just sad. Somehow adding dollar store to that makes the whole thing worse. Now, you don't have to be a professional athlete, of course, to make bad decisions about where you get your sex on. A couple in Florida, they kicked it up a notch. They were busted by the cops having sex in the back of a car. And they were really easy to catch because they were having sex in the back of the police car that the police had put them in. They didn't let a little thing like being handcuffed stop them. So look, Cheesecake Factory in the dollar store, back of a cop car. I got some stories about porta potties. Who knows? Next to the dumpster, in an alley outside of a restaurant, in the ball pit of Chuck E. Cheese. Sometimes when people decide they're going to have sex, they just must do it right then and there, whether it's solo time or with a partner. But sometimes where you do it, it's not a place you're proud of. You got the deal done, but you're not proud to share where it was. Well, today, we just want you to come clean. No pun intended. Today's question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hola, fellas, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3206.
What a large charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat. Oh, we're going to get good and romantic today and talk about some places that we have hooked up and the inspiration for our question today. Actually, we have a few of them. Let's start in Cleveland, Ohio. What do we got here?
Regarding today's question. Mm-hmm. All right. And this headline is fresh. The city of Lakeland, they've closed a portion of their park because, you know, Valentine's season. Because of a snake orgy.
Oh.
I'm not making this up.
I don't want to go there. That's fine with me. Yeah, they can have the whole beach. That's cool.
Where is that?
This is in Lakeland, Florida. And it is mating season. I'll just read it. It says, officials with the city of Lakeland, they've taped off an area near Lake Hollingsworth after residents notice a large number of horny snakes. Now, I want you to understand the headline says, city of Lakeland closes portion of park because of snake orgy. The official statement is that snakes have congregated for mating.
Mm-hmm.
We know that as an orgy.
Yes. Before we get to the story here, Ted, we were outside Smuggle. We saw one of our listeners out there and just asking some general directions about some things. And anyway, he washes windows in the area, and every once in a while we'll hear him scream like, "Oh no!" And you have to look up 20 floors, and there he is.
It's a weird thing, but it
happens. You know, hanging from our rope. You know,
way high?
No, not way high window, but a different one. But at any rate, so we're talking about our question, what we're going to do today and all these things. And he's like, you know what? I've never been on top of the Columbia Tower here in Seattle. The Columbia Tower is the tallest building in Seattle. Not only that, for a while, it was the tallest building west of the Mississippi. I'm not sure if that still holds or not.
I don't think so.
It's a big, big building, right? And he's like, well, that's one of the buildings I've never cleaned. Or, you know, never been on top of that one in the windows. But I have been on top of this other one up here, way up the other side. Yeah, which is just, you know, a massive building as well. And, of course, me being me, I said, hey, you ever have anybody see anybody having sex in there? You know, when you're cleaning the windows because you just kind of drop down.
What do you think is responsible? Was.
Of course.
No, his response was, there's a moment of pause, and his brow furrows, right? Kind of looks like the Angry Bird for 1 second, and he goes, man, you ask me that every time.
I said, I know, but I didn't know. He's like, I already told you this. And I said, you did? And he's like, yeah, it's coming down, man. And there's two dudes going at it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, sorry. And right there in the office building. So let's get on to Cleveland, Ohio here. We all know who Baker Mayfield is. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
The chick kind of got mad.
Yeah, like, he did
every time, Miles.
Dude. It was just for a second, but the expression on his face looked like, I'm going to punch him.
He's like, you ask me that all the time.
Every time.
Like, what else am I supposed to ask? What would you ask? What's the first thing that pops in your head?
Oh, but I wouldn't ask it every time.
Well, I know, but I still want to know if you've seen anything new. You know what I mean? I haven't seen them one.
You just forget that you ask them.
No. All right, Baker Mayfield, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Look at this ass.
I bet he's having a hell of a Valentine's Day today.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
How do you think Baker Mayfield's Valentine's going? Probably not
Baker's?
Very
good. Well. Yeah. Not so hot.
No, probably not very good at all.
I bet you the temperature in his home is about 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, a woman by the name of Casey Dingus was angry that Baker Mayfield blocked her on Twitter. And went on to claim that she had hooked up with the Browns quarterback. Not only did Casey post several pics posing with Mayfield to prove her story, but she did a online radio interview in Cleveland. On Tuesday morning, she went on Cleveland's Rover radio show and claimed that she once met Mayfield behind a cheesecake factory where they, she did play karaoke. All right. That kind of thing went down there, right? I drove all the way to Westlake. It was right behind the cheesecake factory at some parking lot.
It's got to be the mall, right? Because there's like Westlake shopping centers everywhere.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I got in the front. He said, are we going to do this or not? After I left, he texted me, you're actually a really cool person, but you can't say anything. Like, it'll ruin my career. Apparently, the alleged hookup went down a month after Baker got married. In the midst of her interview, A second woman calls into the show and states that her encounter with Baker Mayfield happened in December before he was married, but possibly engaged.
So think about this. You're listening to an interview with a woman saying, hey, I gave a mouth hug to Baker Mayfield behind a Cheesecake Factory. And as she's doing the interview, a different person calls in and says, I did the same thing.
This sounds very familiar. She stated that they started going back and forth on Snapchat, and after they proved to each other that who they were, she stated she met Baker at a parking lot in a Range Rover. And after talking with each other for a minute, she again went into the back seat with Baker Mayfield. She then claimed that Baker asked to see her phone to make sure she didn't take any pictures. She also stated that Baker, she gave some details on Baker Mayfield.
The Cheesecake Factory. Why do you think the Cheesecake Factory? Why do you think that's the...
I don't know.
Because it's Cleveland.
But I will say this.
I'm just saying, like, the mall's probably much more exciting than the Cleveland area.
You nailed it.
Ted, honest to God, if you are in a Cheesecake Factory parking lot, what are you thinking about?
Southwestern egg rolls.
I'm thinking of that, too. See, here's my problem with this inherently. I don't think I could concentrate in a Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
What if you ate first?
If it was my girlfriend, we could have some fun and then go in.
But you're going in.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just pulling into a parking lot at a Cheesecake Factory and not going in and getting something.
What restaurant would you pick then? So, you know, like, I would do it outside of, like, Veggie Grill. Like, listen.
Well, honestly.
I don't want to go in there.
Honestly, Steve, it would be a dollar store.
Yeah, but his story's worth. Look, Baker Mayfield, look, you pick the Cheesecake Factory. Fantastic place. Kind of give him kudos. This baseball player you're about to talk about, I feel like his story, of all these stories you hear, this is going to come out about you, right? So are you hooking it up again, Cheesecake Factory, or are you this guy?
Sure, sure. Well, Toronto Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire was arrested last week for allegedly masturbating to a video while seated in his car outside of a Dollar Tree in Florida.
That is so much worse than Baker Mayfield. I'm sorry, man.
A witness called police in Dunedin to report that McGuire, who was 24, was sitting and going at it in his white Mercedes SUV in the parking lot.
A dollar store.
According to an incident report, McGuire was charged with misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs. The vehicle had perfectly clear tint and was occupied by a tall white male subject. As I approached the vehicle, I could clearly observe the male subject was naked from the waist down. The subject's shirt tail was barely covering his genitals, and his sweatpants were around his ankles. The subject later identified by his Washington State driver's license.
Oh, boy.
Saw the sheriff deputy approach a vehicle, and he was trying to hastily pull his pants back up. He was immediately apologetic, did not attempt to deny anything at the time. There's a police video and audio from the incident, but a department spokesman told the Daily Mail that it cannot be released until the discovery portion of the court proceeding.
Anyone dying to see that video? Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, look, the guy got caught.
I don't need
to put the video out.
There it is.
I'm so sorry. This is really embarrassing.
Yes.
I asked Reese why his pants were down. He replied, I really shouldn't have been doing that. Reese was still struggling to get his sweatpants on correctly, and I could observe he currently had an erection, which was very apparent. The officer said he detained Reese in handcuffs and placed him in the rear of the cruiser with the air conditioning on. That was probably a pretty good idea to get it cooled off a little bit.
I mean, I feel bad. I think he was just driving home from practice and said,
yeah,
I got to do this.
We've all done something similar to this, haven't we?
I mean, I did it in a car once while driving.
Sure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, man.
Pretty sure I've done that too. Driving, a long drive.
Yeah, I was driving from the Outer Banks back to D.C.
How fast were you driving? Like, I feel like I have to be going slow.
Well,
it
depends on what part of the process you're at.
Yeah, and it's called cruise control, brah.
Oh.
Right.
Would you have done it if you did not have cruise control?
Well, I can't say no, but it definitely helps.
Not the best question from police, but they also asked McGuire how he came to be parked in that particular strip mall. He said he's staying nearby and did not have a clear answer. After lunch, Reese stated he came to the parking lot and began hanging out. I asked Reese why he came to the parking lot in particular. Reese stated he didn't really know. It just seemed like a good spot.
No, it's a dollar store, man.
I pointed out the high foot traffic and vehicles all around the entire parking lot. He did acknowledge that. Police discovered the video also when he unlocked his phone to give officers the address at which he is staying during spring training. The Blue Jays are aware of his recent arrest involving our catcher. He has been in communication with the club. We're working to gather more information out of respect to the process. We'll no longer comment.
I mean, that's a dumb mistake. But I mean,
What are you going to
do? It's like he was, right. And then I like, too, they put in the article, it was a very lewd video. It was a porn video.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like, what do you think? He's just, I mean, come on.
He's masturbating right. in the parking lot of a Dollar Tree.
This is not good
we
optics,
know what he's watching.
Exactly. It's just, it is.
But I'd still rather be him than Baker Mayfield.
One,
right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That
yes.
guy's embarrassed.
Right.
But he doesn't have to go home to a wife who's like, hey, what why are there on? Chicks saying they've been eating your cheesecake?
Now, listen, and your Southwestern egg roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there was extra syrup on it.
Getting frisky wet in the dog.
Now,
pan.
We were talking about this earlier. Okay, let's assume this is...
I'll be this guy. Look, all right, you got me. I was having myself...
Yeah. There is that, but I'm saying as far as... I mean, right, Baker's situation is worse, but look, I've always felt this way. Like, I would rather someone walk in on me having sex, because at least you're having sex, than walk in on you solo time.
Right.
Because solo time just reeks of desperation, and then when you add the parking lot of a Dollar Tree... I don't know. Some all of that together, that's just a horrible.
We were
horrible thing.
Also discussing Ted. Like, if this was one of our friends, if this is somebody we know, one of us or whatever.
Say it's VD.
Yeah. Do you call him? Like after the news breaks and you start reading this, do you like, hey, what the hell are you doing? Or do you just act
I think
like it never happened?
I think once we think when if I know him and he's like we know he's out of trouble,
yeah.
then it's like, yeah, what were you thinking, man?
Okay, all right.
But like that parking lot.
Would you call him?
I give it a little buffer till I know he's not in trouble.
I would give it a text. I would definitely send a text like, man, just, what are you doing? Please tell me it's not a Dollar Tree.
Well, the thing with him, too, is like, trust me, nobody right now is more embarrassed. Like, I don't know what you're going to do to him if you're the team. Are you going to fine him? Like, his name is in the papers for getting caught masturbating.
Look, the punishment is getting caught, right? You don't, it has nothing to do with baseball.
Let me just see.
Although I did tell Miles, it sounds like the beginning of a John Mellencamp song to me. In the parking lot of the Dollar Tree. Born to have sex,
you can't use
but there was only me. So I dropped my pants to the floor.
Because
that's America.
Guy's name can't be Jack, though.
I mean, oh, God.
Like Jack and Diana can't. He's already used that one. So that's not going to happen.
And unfortunately, the Boys of Summer are still probably there.
Right. Oh, that's Don Henley, but you're close.
Oh,
so close. So close.
Well, now, if he nicknamed his penis Diane, then Jack and Diane takes on a whole new meaning. Mm-hmm.
So look, you don't have to get real specific. Yeah. we know the details.
Cute little girl right there in my hand.
Yeah, yeah. We know the details of what happens when two people get together.
Sure.
We also know what happens when you're by yourself, so you don't need to bring those details to us today.
Well, you don't know
Did
what
you
happens.
Do self on. Stuff too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I if got a
you,
bunch.
It's where you do
that
a
sounds
bunch.
Bad. Yeah. Well, one in a car driving.
Right.
Okay, well.
Airplane bathroom. On a balcony.
That's on your knees,
on your
right?
Knees.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to get arrested like that. Dude.
Why didn't you go into your own home?
Because it felt nice out.
Between two couch cushions.
Well, that doesn't really count, though.
All right.
I just didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Put it in silly putty once.
Oh, man, this is bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's been some other uncomfortable ones.
Anybody's house did you're staying at?
Not lately. Oh, Columbia Mall bathroom.
Columbia Mall bathroom? That's a nice mall. What happened? Did you see a movie?
Yeah, I was like 16, man. It's like, I don't know. I saw something that got me excited. Like, I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah, I was adventurous.
Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Those were all shameful, not almost.
Okay. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I've hooked up in some pretty crazy places, but the one that stands out the most that I'm almost too ashamed to admit to was hooking up in my boyfriend's grandma's front yard. Literally getting down and dirty.
Really?
Grandma's front yard?
Yes.
What?
A very residential area.
Why were you having sex in Meemaw's front yard?
Well, it was 4th of July. We had a huge party, and we decided to go back there and sleep. And well, it was down in Portland, so we're riding the Max, and we're kind of hooking up in the Max and everything. And we get off our stop. And
you were having sex on the train?
An oral.
Okay.
And then
cue up that music. I'm feeling the romance.
Yeah, come on here. By the way, when you tell your story today, we're gonna stare at you.
That seems more like I'm right. Fine with you hooking up in grandma's yard. Like, weren't there other people on the train?
Oh, she's just sleeping.
No, not in the car that we were on, but I now know for a fact it was on camera.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah,
everything on public transport. How do you know for a fact it was on camera?
Well, we've seen the cameras.
Yeah. And then when you see like something happen on the news and they show you the camera from inside the train, that probably tipped you off too, that they can see everything that's going on. I wonder what their highlight reel looks like. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Public transportation.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, somebody's got a
end of the year Christmas party. Yeah, all the people that had sex on public transportation.
He's got
this
a smut
year.
Reel. He's got a defecation reel. He's got a vomit reel. You know what I mean? You name it. I bet that guy's got everything. If you're in charge of it, you're not getting rid of that stuff. Let's face it.
Oh, I'm not.
No, hell no. You're going to have a reel.
So somewhere out there, you've been a part of a public transportation Christmas party.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when you go to their house, like, if there's five of your dudes, you sit around and go, all right, here's the best we got from the year. Right. Roll the tape. I guarantee it. Did you ever get busted?
Well, Lisa's grandma didn't have cameras.
I guess so. She probably wouldn't have cared.
I don't know.
The grandparents, they get it. It just seems like grandparents understand.
They get it, but I know you're smart enough not to do it on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. Like, just do it in the backyard. I don't care that you're doing it. Can you not do it in front of people? That's all.
Where are you all aimed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments that came in. Speaking, we had the baseball player, McGuire,
mm-hmm.
for the Blue Jays. So he gets busted. He's masturbating in the parking lot of a dollar store. Someone here says, hood of the car in the Dollar Tree parking lot. So there you go. Co-worker and I had a several-month-long affair during work hours. We were doing our boss's office, the bathroom, storage room. Someone else says, my wife and I got busy in a ring of bushes outside of the Pentagon in front of the Lyndon B. Johnson Memorial.
Huh.
I like this one. It says
outside the Pentagon?
Mm-hmm.
That seems it's a big building. Risky.
Well, again, I'm sure if you were at the Pentagon, you're like, I'm just going to watch. There's no security risk, but free porn. Why not? We turned our sunken living room into a 100,000 ball pit. I'm almost ashamed to say that we hooked up there because my kids and their friends playing in it all the time. But how could you not? It's an effing ball pit. And someone else is inside of a public storage unit. I like that move. Private.
Sure.
Right? You're there. Why the hell not?
I mean, it's cheaper than a hotel room, right?
Gotta be.
Yeah, it's $60, $50 a month.
Try to take all my hookers like storage room. They always get nervous. And someone says the Washington State Ferry parking level bathroom. I've been on that ferry. That's actually good thinking.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, because once you fall on a ferry, everyone leaves that area and goes up to the deck, right?
Whatever. Most people.
Well, there's a few sitting cars and maybe three flaggers down there, mm-hmm. but that's about it.
I'll guarantee you. They probably get another highlight reel as well. The late night ferries.
Probably. Like, bathrooms, there's no... So, look, if you got to do it, man, pick the bathroom. No one's really watching. Everyone knows, but no one can see.
Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Authorities ruined the couple's steamy encounter in the back of a police car by slapping them with more charges. The officer made the discovery. He worked for the Nassau County Sheriff's Office, and according to the report, the handcuffed Florida couple in the back of his cruiser removed their clothes and began to have sex. The sheriff's deputy opened the door to stop them. It happened Friday night, just before midnight, when police say they stopped a man and a woman who were riding bikes with no lights on the street at the beach. He began questioning the suspects, 35-year-old woman, 31-year-old man. He noted that they had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and stunk of booze. The man refused to perform a field sobriety test. The deputy concluded she was cycling while impaired as well. Then the officer turned to Thomas, who was arrested after he failed on some sobriety tests and showed signs of impairment, so he put them both back into the car. And even while cuffed, Megan and Aaron took their clothes off and started having sex.
Classic Megan and Aaron.
You can imagine the exasperation of the officer when he opened the door to stop them, but they were already going at it. While Thomas was being taken out of the car, he managed to get away from a second deputy who got knocked to the ground. By this point, Thomas is naked, and he somehow had moved his handcuffed hands to the front of his body.
Damn.
That's impressive. And then he took off running. Our question, were you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Woody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was at an Irish wake, an Irish funeral. My aunt and uncle, my uncle passed. And so, as Irish do, we drink a lot. And my aunt's side of the family, which I'm not related to, had some very cute nieces. And things kind of evolved. And they lived across the street from the church that we had the service at. So later in the evening, when people are getting pretty hammered, we walked across the street into a little room that they call the consolement room. There's a couch and a Virgin Mary, and we got busy.
You are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Nothing like having sex with the Virgin Mary looking down on you.
Did you look at it?
I looked at everything.
The Virgin Mary, the whole room. Did you think of your uncle?
Well, I didn't see the Virgin Mary till we were done. I looked up and I'm like, oh man. All right, let's get out of here.
When, do you think it would have killed the mood if you looked up in mid-coitus and there's the Virgin Mary staring at you?
I don't think so. We had blinders on pretty much until we were done.
Okay.
I mean, you guys must have been ready to go if it's a funeral, and then you're not going to wait a little bit. But yeah, that's impressive.
You know, when you're 18, things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big difference.
I'm sure your uncle was proud.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking like you're in your 30s or something. But you're right. At the age of 18, it does not matter where you are. You can be on the Titanic after they announce it is sinking. The boat is now vertical. It's about to sink. Like, if someone says, do you want to have sex? And you're 18, then, like, yes.
I think if you know you're going to die, you're going to have sex.
Absolutely.
Like, look, man, hey.
Oh.
You know, like
the... Hey, at 18, when the wind blows, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Plane's going down, you know it. You just look to the person beside you and say, let's do this.
But you have to be certain.
Yeah.
It's the only problem. Right? Because that's what you're talking about, though. You said, if you know you're going to die, something like we're talking about the asteroids going to hit the Earth, right?
Oh, yeah,
said, I'm going to do something weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, but you got to make sure, because if you have sex with a monkey and shoot heroin and then the asteroid does not hit, now you're just the guy that does heroin and has sex with a monkey.
Yeah.
Just
well,
saying.
I was given a false hope that everything was ended.
I don't know if hope is the word you want to use.
All right.
Our
a
question.
False narrative.
There you go.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Finally, I can have my monkey time.
Right.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
yeah, I just realized I know Reese McGuire.
You know
him? Oh, yeah, he's from Kent.
Right.
Yeah.
You should shoot him a text.
I'm shocked to hear that story about him.
You shouldn't be shocked to hear that story about anybody. Look, it can happen to anybody. The difference is you know who this guy is because he's a good baseball player.
Well, and he's down there for spring training. Who knows the housing arrangement? Like,
I
think we should cut a little slack.
I mean, look, I got no problem with it. It's just I know that as being buried. You're in the parking lot of a dollar store masturbate.
If you don't understand how it works, it's very cold here. You know what I mean? Everything's all just like on the male side. It's just, you know, it's all huddled in there. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't have any, it's trying to temperature control itself. You go down in the Florida sun, man, you start getting summer dong.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, everything starts swinging. You start getting hornier. You know what I mean? Your body actually goes back to being normal again.
Hey, hang on the line there for us, Marshall. We'll get to the other side.
I mean, the temperature plays a lot into it.
I don't get that horny. Not a parking lot of a Dollar Tree horny. Nah, put it this way. If I'm with someone, sure,
okay.
But not solo.
Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA. More your calls in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.